Hello, Master Wall. I am so glad you are awake. You were beaten badly when we found you. But I am so glad we did find you. Master Kuro would have been heartbroken had anything happened to you, his loyal Wall. The sculptor and I worked through the night to fix you. I provided the medicine, and he... Well, let's say he has given you a gift in the form of a new arm to replace the one you lost. How do you feel? I'm guessing you have lots of questions. Who am I? I am Emma, and I practice medicine in Ashina. My mentor was Dogen, who some say was the most skilled physician in Ashina. I have been practicing medicine since I was a child, and I have looked after many sick people in my time. However, you were quite a challenge. Your arm was completely taken off from your elbow, and you had lost a lot of blood. We worked through the night, and I'm so happy that you are on your feet again. There is a lot you must do. Can you remember anything before you woke? A little hazy. It will come back, I'm sure of it. Some say when you lose a limb, you can feel the lost limb tingling. Can you feel such sensations, Master Wall? Yes. Well, that is perfectly normal. As you can see, the sculptor has fashioned you a prosthetic arm, which can be modified with tools to assist you on your journey. If you would like more information on what you can do with your prosthetic, you will need to speak to the sculptor. Who is the sculptor? Let's just say he is just that. He too has lost an arm, and he spends his days carving his Buddhas. Aren't they beautiful pieces of art, Master Wall? If it is to be believed, one of the Buddhas in the sculptor's temple, when prayed at with a bell that chimes at the right frequency, can take a person who is praying back to a different time and live events of the past like they were happening right there. Can you imagine such a thing, Master Wall? Your Master Kuro is said to have had such a bell, but it has been lost. Maybe it will turn up someday. Ah, you've remembered your duty to Master Kuro. Where is Kuro now? Well, you see, Master Wolf, Kuro has taken back to Ashina Castle by Genichiro, the one who you fought and lost to. You need to find him and make sure that he is safe. I do not know his motives, yet I fear the worst. Ashina Castle will be hard to enter, and I hear that a beast of man is currently on guard on his huge war horse outside the castle gate. The way through Ashina outskirts will not be easy to traverse, and there are many bridges destroyed on the path that lead to the castle. But I am sure you will find a way, Master Wolf, especially with the contraption he has added to your prosthetic that allows you to grapple to places that you would not have normally been able to get easily to on foot. To help you on your mission, I have a special drink I made from gourd seeds for you. It is a drink that has healing properties, and also, Master Wolf, over time, even when empty, it will replenish itself. I don't want to pluck my own chamomile, but I am very proud of this beverage, and I'm sure it will come in very useful indeed, Master Wolf. In fact, this beverage can be made even more potent if I were to infuse it with more gourd seeds. But I am afraid that they are hard to come by. If you can find more gourd seeds on your travels, Master Wolf, please bring them to me, and I will be able to make the drink stronger and even more effective, allowing you to heal yourself many times. Go, Master Wolf. Go and find Master Kuro and see that he is safe. Remember, any gourd seeds you find, bring to me. Also, any tools you find will be useful to be fitted to your prosthetic arm. Bring them here so the sculptor can fit them for you. If you need someone to train against, to help you bring your fighting skills out beyond the temple, in the clearing, you will find Hanbei. He is a strange and interesting man, and curiously, he has the inability to die, which to him I feel is both a blessing and a curse. Certainly, whatever has afflicted him is far beyond my skills and goes beyond the realms of normal medicine. Maybe one day I will be struck by a possible cure to sever his immortality. I'm sure if you speak to him, he will let you practice swordplay and any moves you may have. And he may even teach you a new trick that will help you in your mission. Do you have any more questions for me? Why do I carry a sword when I'm supposed to be the one that heals? Ah, a fair question, Master Wolf. I have been taught the ways of the sword by a great man and sword fighter, but I am not at liberty to say who. Maybe you will meet him one day. No, Master Wong, I do not wear this sword, so that I would use against any man. No, I wear this should the day ever come where I need to kill a demon. You need not be wary of me or afraid of me. The only time I would think of using it against a man is if that man were to become Shura. A Shura is a cursed individual that has lost themselves to the ways of blood and violence, to the point that that is all they exist for. A Shura has nothing left of themselves and lives only for violence. I wear this sword so that when the day comes and I end up facing Ashura, I can and will kill them. So you have nothing to fear, Master Wall. Nothing to fear one bit. Unless, of course, you were to become a Shura. Now, Master Wolf, it is time for you to go and find Master Kiro. Go and find him and protect him and see that he comes to no harm. Farewell.